Holding by Rachim, the third bracha by Rachim. Rachim knows some people are curious. Just the story that I saw this week, saw last night actually, was printed this week in one of the Marveh, that there was somebody, after the Iron Curtain came down in Russia, there was a Russian who made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, and he became close to the Biyana Rebbe. At a certain point, he came to the Biyana Rebbe and he told the Rebbe that he's gaining a lot of weight. He's not sure what to do. So the Rebbe asked him, why? Why do you think you're getting a lot of weight? He says, because he eats a lot. He's watching a lot. So he says, well, what's the story? So he says, I'll tell you. The story is when I first came to Eretz Yisrael, and he was totally fry. He didn't know anything about Yiddishkeit. And slowly but surely, they're teaching him about Yiddishkeit. And somebody taught him about Birchas Hamazon, and they translated for him into Russian. And he was so amazed, he was so enthralled by this bracha, that he just started saying it all the time. This is like the most amazing bracha. Until somebody told him that you can't do that. That's the bracha levatal. You can't just say the bracha. You have to. It's only if you wash, then you could say the bracha. So he started washing all the time, so that he could say the bracha. And Mamela, the problem is that now he's gaining weight because he's eating too much. But Lamaisa, that's the master that he was so enthralled by the bracha, and it is a unique bracha. It's a new bracha. They're mentioning over there, it's something that a lot of the tefillahs that we have in Birchas Hamazon, there's no other time in the entire year that we daven for them. So this is as we'll point out in Mirtz Hashem, as we go through this bracha. But that's something, and I know people, there used to be somebody here who's Shver, no longer alive, but his Shver used to wash by three meals a day, either Kazayas or Shavuot Bench. Somebody else that I know that he said he was Makabel in their family, you wash at least once a day, Shavuot the bench. Besides the fact that it's one of the only mitzvah daraisas that were Makayim on a daily basis. Out of the 613, we have maybe 10 we have on a daily basis. Tzitzis and Tfilin and Torah and Shema and Zechir Tzitzis Mitzrayim and. Maybe Birchas Hamazon, Birchas HaTorah possibly. We don't really have that many that we can do if you're Zecha to keep it Aveim. If your father's in your chabur or something like that, but for those that don't have it on a daily basis or standing up for a 70-year-old, some people are zeichah for that. But it's one of the mitzvahs that we have to chaperayin, and it's unique. It's the only place in the entire Torah, says Rabbeinu Bachai, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu asked us to be mevarachim. Certainly takes a little bit of hashka. He's being madam over there in this merveh in the Akdama. Yisrael, I think his name is Yisrael Polak. That he says over there, he says, imagine somebody's taking off from London and Heathrow, and he's going over the Alps, and is they in the plane, and the father says, look down, there's the Alps are there. He looks down and he sees just a little bit of white mountain tops. He doesn't really see anything. It's hard to tell from the top. And he's like, where? Show me, where am I seeing them? He says, it's very past them. They're going so fast, very past them. This is the only time that you can appreciate the Alps is if you're down on the ground and you slowly you advance towards it and you see you take in the whole picture and you appreciate all the details. Then you can, if you just see it from afar, from 40,000 feet up, then you're not going to appreciate it. It's the same thing if a person is flying by at breakneck speed during Birchas Hamazon, you're not going to appreciate it. But if you advance slowly and you take a minute or two, an extra 60 seconds to bench, it could change the whole picture. And we'll try to do that a little bit. Rachim no Hashem lekeinu Yisrael amecho. This bracha is different than the first two brachas that we had. First two brachas are pashas that we have. Uverachtas Hashem lekecho. Pashas, you understand that bracha is a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The birchas of Mazin is the birchas of shevach, and that's what the first two brachas were. The first bracha of Hazon HaSoylem Kuloi, even Al Yechzar Lanu, most of the Mefarshim understand Al Yechzar Lanu is not a bakasha, Al Yechzar Lanu is a declaration. We know for sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be master for us from food. That means that the whole bracha, the whole first bracha and the second bracha of Neidu Lecha is also, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for A, B, C, D, E, F, Ve'ala Kol Anachnu Mevarach Amoidim Lach. It's all Birchas Edah. All of a sudden, we put on the brakes, we get up to Rachimna, bakashis. And then we kick it in the middle to Re'enu Zunenu Parnasenu Hakaleinu. What is the Beis Hamikdash and Eretz Yisrael have to do with Parnasa V'chulu, and how does Bakasha get here? Not clear b'chlal. So we know the Gemara already says that the reason why Ramazkir Kol Shalei Hizkir Machas Beis David LeYasvidei Chavasei, And it says Betzmur Darshan from the Pasuk. Uvrachtas Hashem Alekecha ala Oretz HaToyva Asher Nasan Lach HaToyva Chazal Darshan Zu Yerushalayim Zu Bein Yerushalayim V'chein Warmer Har HaToyv HaZev HaLavanon Har HaToyv is Yerushalayim HaLavanon is the base of HaMikdash. That we Darshan, it's Meduyik in the Pasuk that we're supposed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. So now the truth is that the Rishonim already said it's Mavur in the Beis Yosef, and the Abu Drum says it, and the Tajbit says it, others say it, a lot of the Rishonim mention that the Bracha changed face at different times. Kefi, the Matzav that Klal Yisrael was in, certainly they didn't daven for Binyan Beis HaMikdash at the time that they had the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, it was on Kiyah Beis HaMikdash, that we should be Niskayim. You don't have to daven Rachim No all yourself. You could have a Rachim No that should be Niskayim. But not that we need the Bayas HaGadol HaKadosh HaZeh. They weren't davening for the Binyan, they were davening for the Kiyum. So, I saw in the Sefer Berach, they wanted to say that the Zohar says, he says that the middle of the world is Eretz Yisrael. I actually have a huge map in my house. It's 2 meters by about a meter and a half. And it's interesting to note that if you look smack in the middle, I always notice this smack in the middle is this tiny little country that's not even big enough for them to write Israel inside the country. They have to write it on the side because it's so small. But smack in the middle, the Maisa, is this country. That's, if you look at the map, basically it's maybe a little bit above the equator, but it's Be'etzim, it's smack in the middle. That's what Eretz Israel is. Now you could Be'etzim, the globe is round. So you can really stick it, you can make a map. It's interesting how all guys do this also. You understand, it's also maybe because of the time zones. Even with the time zones, it should be over a little bit. Maybe the time zones should be different. But you can really make the map however you want. And you can make it that Europe is on one side, and North America is in the middle, and Asia is on the left side. Right? Best, and that you could do it. Because it's all a circle. It's all a circle. And you can spread out the circle however you want to spread out the circle. It happens to be everybody spreads out the circle, that Eretz is all smack in the middle. Eretz is all smack in the middle. And the Zohar says, smack in the middle of Eretz is all Yerushalayim. Smack in the middle of Yerushalayim, he says, is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Zohar, V'chol tivu v'chol mezoina d'kol yeshuva tamon nochas mele'ilo. Says the Zohar that all Shefa, and this is already Chazal say, that the Shefa of the entire world goes through Eretz Yisrael, and that's why Shlomo HaMelech was a Chacham Mikol Adam, was able to know every place in the ground, that the vein of the ground, whatever it is that you could plant, that only grows in other countries, there's a place to find it, to plant it even in Eretz Yisrael, because all the roots, Betzem, Shtam from Eretz Yisrael, they come from the Beis HaMikdash. It says, the Chol Mezoina D'Kol Yeshuva, I was once by Rav Asher many years ago, about 18 years ago, on Purim, I was by Rav Asher. Somebody came from South Africa, and he says, Rebbe, I have for you, Mishloach Manas, something that doesn't grow in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't grow in Eretz Yisrael. Two types of fruits. You talk, I never saw these things before. Two types of fruits. I said, what do you mean? Nesechta kolba? Nesechta kolba. It says in Eretz Yisrael. The truth is, Elamite doesn't grow here. It's because we don't know where to plant it. But Batsim Shlomo Melech knows where to plant it. If you know where to plant it, everything can grow in Eretz Yisrael. I wanted to grow mangoes in my backyard. No, you can't grow mangoes in the backyard. It's not the right climate. It's not the right climate. A few kilometers over, in the next Yeshua, you could. Everything has a place in Eretz Yisrael. I just have to know exactly where it is. But Betzim, everything has a place. Says the Zohar, Mitamon, Chol Tivu V'Chol Mazayin D'Kol Yeshuva Tamon Nochas Mil Eilo. All Mazayin, all food comes down through Eretz Yisrael. V'Las L'Chasa B'Chol Yeshuva D'Loy Itzon Mitamon. And there's no place in the entire Yeshuv that doesn't get its food from the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'Af Agav. The Zohar continues. The Hashdalo Iu Bikuma. Even though it's after the Chor Meis Hamikdash. V'Schusei Kol Alma Itzon U'Mazayin V'Sipukim Mitamon Afke L'Kolam. So still, it's in the Zchus of Beis HaMikdash that the Mokam HaMikdash that everybody gets their food. So that's very kashur. Besides the fact that it already says the Darshan from the Pasuk is supposed to be Maskei Yerushalayim, there's an Indian of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash that is kashur specifically to Birchas HaMazon. Certainly, it's the whole, it's the heart of the nation is the Mokam HaShechino. So certainly, that's something that we should be davening for Bechlal. But how is it kashur to Birchas HaMazon? It's the Zchus of Beis HaMikdash that Be'etzim everybody has food. Everybody in the world has. Rachim No Hashem Elokeinu. It's interesting that some people gurus no and some people are not gurus. I saw somebody brought down from the Baruch Shammah. Says that all the brachas start. I'll try to say a pshat. He says, it's interesting to know that all the brachas start that the Shem Hashem is muzkar after three words. Baruch Atah Hashem. Noid L'cho Hashem. Last bracha also Baruch Atah Hashem.
Does it make sense that it should be a uniform that should be Rachim no Hashem after three? And he went to the same pshat. Why Taka? We find Chazal saying in Chulin that Klai Yisrael is maskir Malach HaShara is a maskir Shem Hashem after three words. Kodesh Hashem Tzavakim. Supposed to Klai Yisrael is maskir after two words. Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekenu. So through the Mazin, through being Mevarach Hashem al Mazin, we're able to be Zeichet to switch it from after three words to after two words. It's something special that Klai Yisrael has. That they're maskir, they're mevarach Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is yis upon of them that we're mevarach. The Gemara says in Brachos, even though we're mechuyev al yedei tzvia, we're always mevarach Hashem and moedet Kadosh Baruch Hu, even when we're not. Special something miyuchad about Klal Yisrael, and it could be that that's one of the tzvuyos that they have that they're able to be maskir after two words. Rachim no Hashem. That's what I wanted to say. But Rachim no Hashem lekenu al Yisrael amecho. Yerushalayim yirecho v'yaltim mishkan kvoidecho. Betzem Yerushalayim is a chiz. Betzem a chelik of what. We're mechuyev to be maskir. That's bein Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim without Yisrael is nothing. Yerushalayim without having Klal Yisrael on Yerushalayim is not the tachlis. Memil it's a chilek of the bakosha. Al Yerushalayim yirechav al tziyun mishkan kvoidecho. It's more than that. Tziyun is the mokam amigdosh. In Yerushalayim, the mokam amigdosh mishkan kvoidecho, which is the I saw that the Malbim says there's a difference between Yerushalayim bchalal. Then very often we mention Yerushalayim, we mention Tziyun at two different places. They're both chalakim Yerushalayim. Shalim was where the Hamoin Am lived, and Tzion was where the Malchus was, where the Beis Hamikdash was, where the elite of, so to speak, the hierarchy of Klal Yisrael was. Even though certainly every Yid is a. But Val Mishkan Kvoidecho, it's the Mokam of Shechino. What is the reason why it's called a Mishkan is because that's the Mokam of the Shechino. What does it mean Hashroes Hashchino? The Rambam says in Mer Nevuchim that Hashroes Hashchino is. Shechina, when anytime you're sheichin somewhere, it means you dwell there. Any place where it's nicker that a Kadosh Baruch Hu dwells there constantly, that's where there's Hashroes Hashchino. Where it's nicker, in the Beis Hamikdash it was nicker because that the Asar Nisim, that it was obviously a Kadosh Baruch Hu sheichin here. The constant presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina is here. In other words, the Shechina is here means that the Mokim that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is sheichin, where he dwells, where there's a constant, continuous dwelling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. And that was Nikr through the Nisim. That's why it's called Mishkan Kvoidecho. Val Malchus Beis David Meshichecho. The Malchus, whoever is Malchus, Rashi says that the reason why after Masker Malchus is because David was Makadosh Yerushalayim. The Rambam says the reason a person has to be Masker Malchus is because Yerushalayim without Malchus Beis David is not a Davar Shalim. Betzem, the Melech is the heart of the nation. Melech is the heart of the nation. He is who brings the nation to their shleimus. Val Malchus Beis David Mishichecho, your chosen one, your anointed one. Val Abayis Hagadol Val Kadosh Shenikra Shimcha Olav. This the Malbim says Shenikra Shimcha Olav means that even when he's not sheikh in there, but it's still called the Beis Hashem. It's still the Mokim is the Mokim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Nikra Shimcha Olav. Even if you're not sheikh in there, it's still Nikra Shimcha Olav. Abayis Hagadol Val Kadosh. Why is it called Abayis Hagadol Val Kadosh? The pasuk is called also. The it's referred to Gadol Vakadosh. Why is it Gadol? We have buildings that are much taller, much bigger, much more grandiose than the Beis Hamikdash. Then why is it called the Beis HaGadol? So it's interesting. Rav Volva says that anytime they find in the Torah the word Gadol, it's not referring to a physical largeness, but rather a spiritual. Avram was also Mishle Gadol b'yemi Gadol Yitzchak. Rashi says, what does it mean Mishle Gadol? Shehoyu sham gederi lehador. Anytime that the pasuk uses the word gadol in the Torah, it's referring to in echus, not in kamus. So too, this is albayis hagadol. It's the biggest, the greatest spiritual. It's the greatest spiritual building. Vakadosh, kadosh means that it's muvdol. It's separated. It's separated from the rest of the yishuv because here teva doesn't play a role. There's somebody that it's hard for us to even wrap our head around this. Imagine you're standing, like, if anybody's by Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Levaya, that I remember being by Rav Shach Levaya, and I happened to be on the street when the ambulance pulled onto the street. I didn't have to move. The whole crowd moved. I just stood, and everybody moved, and I just moved with them. That wasn't the Beis Hamikdash. Imagine what's the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash wasn't a tremendously large place at all. At all. 135 amas, that's nothing by 135 amas, where it's somewhere nothing, and there was hundreds of thousands of people in Klal Yisrael that were going there. And somehow they all fit inside, and mishtachar revachim. They're all like toothpicks, mamish sardines, and they hear the shemam first. Everybody's mishtachave, and they have all the space in the world. That's HaKadosh. It's HaKadosh that there's no makim. Arin ain't min haminyan. That the Arin doesn't take up something which is Kaddish, is Ruch, totally Ruchni, does not take up any space Bechlal. And it's Kaddish, it's different than the rest of Teva. Shnikra Shimcha Olof, Elokeinu, who's Mashgiach HaNas Bashgacha Pratis, Avinu, who's our father who has, wants to give us everything. This is interesting here. It's Machlokes Rishonim, how to pronounce the next words. Lamaisa, we pronounce it Re'enu, and not Re'enu, it's not a description. But rather, it's a bakasha. Re'enu, we saw it in the Taz talks about it. The Parshim talk about how we pass the halacha ma'isel. It's interesting. In the next bracha, we say Re'enu, Re'enu, Re'e Yisrael. There's the description. Here, it's all a chelak of the bakasha. Why is it a chelak of the bakasha? How does now all of a sudden we're switching to bakashas of parnasa? So I saw in the Ian Yosef, he says that first of all, if you what we said before, and all parnasa comes down through the Beis Hamikdash, so it is a hemshech. But also the Gemara says that after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, there was a, and we say it in Yom Kippur, in the Piyutim at the end of Mosif, that there's Mamish after the Binyan, and Gemara's at the end of Ksubis, the differences between the food that were at the time of the Beis HaMikdash and after the Beis HaMikdash. It's just everything became much smaller, much more condensed, much more, less tastier of a chulu. But meanwhile, now that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least give us food, despite the fact that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So it's Yosef says, what are all the different things? Re'enu really means, Re'enu means our shepherd. Re'enu means that you should shepherd us. What does that mean, you should shepherd us? You should be our shepherd? What does that mean? Zunenu means give us food, like a shepherd gives their food. Zunenu, give us food. Parnasenu, give us food. Chalkalenu, give us food. V'harvichenu, make sure that we have our nourishment, what we need. What is this five different words of giving us food? Of giving us what we need. So Re'enu is really to give us, the Eitz Yosef says Re'enu is to give us our Hechreichim, bread and water. Pasma, we decided this, Pasma Melech Techem Ayim Esur Tishta, after learning Kitzim Avrachim, could be that's the best thing to eat. Because then you have no questions what brachas to make, Bechlal. Even by water, you have a question. Pasma Melech Techem Ayim Esur Tishta. But that's Betzem our Hechreichim, a person needs bread and water to live. That's Re'enu. I would think maybe the Pshat is that. It's also, it says by David HaMelech HaShem that Kadosh Baruch Hu tested him with Tzayin. He saw first how he dealt with the sheep, and then he made him into the Melech. He says, this is the way you deal with the sheep, I see what you, how you're going to deal with Klai Yisrael. What did he do? There's three different types of sheep. There's the young sheep, there's the older sheep, and there's the oldest sheep. So the young, he brought out the youngest sheep first, and they would eat from the tender grass. And then you bring out the oldest sheep, that they're a little bit tougher and they're able to eat a little bit harder. And then you bring the Bachorim, the strongest ones, and they would eat from the hardest. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us our food, giving it to us in the way that's best for us. But it's also more than that. This is like a sheep. What do you give a sheep? You don't give a sheep candy. Maybe in the Gan Achiyot they give there's a lot of bisli that goes along with the ostriches, I don't know. And they get all types of food. Even this, but Be'etzem is only supposed to have the basics. That's what animals get. That's Re'enu. Give us what we need. Zunenu is give us all the other things, fruit and vegetables, like we say in Brain of Fashas. Brain of Fashas, Rabbis v'chasroinon, Al-Kamash HaBrasalach Yisbem. It says, Taisas, what are the two different things? Chasroinon means the basic necessities a person has. Bread and water. Al-Kamash HaBrasalach Yisbem, including, in addition to all the other things that we give, sour sticks and Jolly Joes. I don't know if that's considered food or not. But if it is, that's also something that we're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for. Zunenu means to give us food. Zan, mazan, means the rest of the food. Parnasenu means to give us parnasa, means the lav dafka, parnasa is what a person needs to live on. Livelihood. And that's not just for food. That's also they should be able to have clothing, they should be able to have a house. So Re'enu means basics. Zunenu means the rest of the food that you give, like bananas and apples. Parnasenu means clothing and houses. Chalkalenu, vayichalkal Yosef, it says, vayichalkal Yosef, lechem lefiatof. He gave them exactly what they needed. Every person can feed the amount that they needed. That's what asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu also says, Yosef, don't give us a tremendous amount one time, and then make it very tough at a different time. And we have to work it out ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us kefi, as we need it, it should come. That we should always have what we need. It shouldn't be one time a lot, one time a little. Vaharvichenu, Harvichinim, give us revach. Give us revach. In other words, it shouldn't be just. Ata, it shouldn't be come. It should be that you should have v'shefa. V'harvach lonu Hashem l'kinim mehirim v'otar yisenu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save us from all our tar yisenu. And this is really a tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be born in the Beis from all tzaris is lav dafka tzaris of the enemies, any tzaris that we have. It's a chiluk of the tefillah that we should be able to ultimately get back to the Beis HaMikdash and have whatever we need. And now here's the tefillah that we don't daven anywhere else. V'no'al tatzricheinu Hashem leikeinu lo lidei manas basav adam v'lo lidei alvasam. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that not only should we not need handouts from people, we should also not need a halva from person. So the person shouldn't have to take, he should go through life without ever having to borrow money. That means even you shouldn't have to a coffee. Oh, I lost my wallet. I need to borrow money. Anything. Or from Parchasana. $100,000 a person needs. A person should be able to go through life without anything. This is the only place in the entire year, I think, that we have a kavua bakosha from a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a bracha that we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, help us, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we shouldn't need matnas bas of Adam, and we shouldn't even need halva. Agav Reb Chaskel Abramsky used to say, he has in mind that he should never need a transfusion, a blood transfusion, or he should never need a kidney transplant, any type of transplant. So they asked him, is that Pashup Shah? He says, no, it's not Pashup Shah. But you could put into the tefillah of Akash of Chazal anything you want, as long as it's not like the Archaim Akash says in the Akdama. You could say Pirushim that are not mentioned by Chazal in the Torah, as long as you're not being Mechadish something Ladino, Keneged what Chazal said. That you're not allowed to do. Or to say something which is Mufka Bechlal. But anything that you want to put in, anything is called on the Bracha. It's called on the Bracha. We're asking you just Yodcha Hamleo, Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand, which is full, it has everything that we could possibly need. Hapsucha, it's open, it's ready to give us. If we're asked for it, and we... Hakadosha. Now, what is Hakadosha mentioned in the Chabur? What does Hakadosha have to do with this at all? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is Kaddish. What does it have to do with, we're asking... It makes much more sense, there's a different girsa of Gedusha. If you look at the Achrayim say, Gedusha means overflowing. That makes a lot of sense. But if you look at the Ian Atzmili, he says, Yesh Harbi Sedurim, Sheish Lemagirsa Hagidusha, which means overflowing, and it makes a lot of sense. It flows. Overflowing flows very well. However, Lamaisi says, Lemitsasi Zeh Bishum Sidur Kadmi. I didn't find such a girsa. They all have Hakadosha. What does Hakadosha have to do with Malaya, Psucha, and Archava? They all have a similar connotation. Malaya, Psucha, Archava. What does Hakadosha have? Lule Demistafin Amina. I didn't see this anywhere. But Lule Demistafin Amina, Chazal say that any coin Shekibal Afilu Kipum. He was oichol kimum mizbarach b'meya. It says by lechem upon him. If you eat a davar which is kadosh, then the more kedusha that it has, the more satisfaction it will give with the less amount that you eat, because the food that we have is not so kadosh. Therefore, you have to eat more of it to be able to be satisfied. But the more that it's kadosh, if it's oichol kapul, which is mamshes small amount like a bean, and that's enough to satisfy the person, the more kadosh that it is, habsucha kedusha, we should be satisfied. Give from your hand which is kadosh, our food should be kadosh. And we'll be satisfied with whatever it is that we eat. Varechava means that it's great, it's wide, it's wide open. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just full, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give, it's not just full and it's open, it's rechava. It has the ability to give, to satisfy all our needs that we possibly have. It should all come from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Yoina asked from Rebbeinu Shalom, I want my parnasa to be from Rebbeinu Shalom, and I have my nefes b'asav adam. Shalom neva yishboi lamazeh. I saw the atheist who says, why do you need to call him on the ball? Because we took our voice now. So if a person is an ani, doesn't have what he needs, then ani is mavir lo yadas kainai. Somebody was giving, talking to an older man on Friday, and he says, a lot of the arguments that happen in the house is because of parnasa. Arguments and fights and mechulu is because of money, because of a person, everybody has what they need, then it stays away from Averis, everybody's happy with everybody else. Uvenei, Yerushalayim, Merakuidish, Bemehiru, Biyomenu, it's a shadow line that we say. Bemehiru, Biyomenu, it's a bakosha that we have, they were asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to be born Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Hashem, Boini Berachamov, that's a shadow. We have Berachamov, Yerushalayim, Amen, we be Zeche, Bekar, Mamish.